drawer.
Don't touch me. I'm gross. The store was so hot today. I had the oven running the entire shift. Just when I thought I was done baking, someone came in and ordered like, I think it was like 5 or 6 boxes, and they cleared out like the milk chocolate and the vanilla and the dark chocolate, which are all staples, and I was like, oh, gotta put on the oven. But yeah, luckily it wasn't too busy today. Yeah. Well, I'm dying for a shower. I'm gonna hop in really quick and then we can chill. Okay, I'll be right back. What should I wear? Oh shoot, I didn't start the washing machine this morning. Well, you know what that means. Hippity hoppity, your shirt is my property. Hey, I never said I cared if you wore my sweaters or not. You go right ahead. They're comfortable, they're gorgeous, and I think you'd look cute in them. So, how was your day? Again? I don't know. You should just beat her up. Let's beat her up. And we'll beat up her boss. And we'll beat up his boss and their boss. We'll beat up the whole entire employment line. Isn't there like a game about that? You have to like fight. I guess most fighting games you have to fight people in order. Sort of point, but it's gone, and therefore you should continue to tell me about your day. But did anything good happen? Oh. Hey, that's great. Yeah. Yeah, today was fine. It was really easy. Except for that one really big order. But we're just getting ready for Christmas and, you know, cutting ribbon and building boxes and tins and stuff. Yeah. Luckily the weekends are pretty quiet, so it's not like I have to, you know, fight off a horde of hungry customers at lunchtime. No. Yeah. I haven't kissed you yet. I can't believe I forgot. I stopped at the chocolate shop on the way to the train, and they were giving out samples, and they had this maple one, and this ginger one. Oh my gosh, it was so good. I was gonna bring you because I thought about you and I love you, but you might have thought I was gonna say that I ate them, but in fact it was a raccoon. it was sitting beside me on the train, and it reached into my bag and took out the bag of chocolates, and it ate them all before I could react, and then it ran away. So, yeah, it's a cold case. Yeah, I fell victim to a masked bandit. No, yeah, I ate all your chocolate, I'm sorry. Out tomorrow. Even if they're not giving out the samples, I'll bring you some tomorrow. I'm sorry. Aw, thank you. You look tired. No, I don't mean like you, like your face looks tired, but look at you, you're yawning and come lay down. Yeah, put your head here in my lap. I read somewhere that lying down in somebody's lap can like help you fall asleep or like helps relax you or something like that. Yeah. It gives me an excuse to play with your hair. How are you doing down there? You don't have to fall asleep if you don't want to. We can talk some more. What do you want to do for dinner? Do you want to, I don't know, check DoorDash? I'm sure I have some deals or something. Home cooking. What about, you know what we haven't had in a while? Like grilled cheese. But, like, my grilled cheese. Oh, yeah. That gourmet stuff. I don't know what kind you know, what was the last one I made? I made the margarita one. Did you like that one? Good. What ingredients do we have? Because I was thinking we could do smoked gouda and caramelized onions and maybe, ooh, that ham, that really, really good ham. And then we can make veggies or like salad, I don't know. Yeah, what kind of salad do you want? We could make that apple salad, apple slaw? Yeah. Or we can make chickpea salad? Yeah. Oh. Well, I don't think we have any chickpeas soaking, so maybe not that one. What else? We could do roasted carrots. How's that sound? Yeah, I'm like dying to have some roasted carrots now that I think of it. I haven't had them in a while. You're so soft. You know? Like, you just want to be babied sometimes, don't you? I know, you're usually babying me, but you look so peaceful. Let's just relax. I think I work in the afternoon tomorrow, so we can hang out and do you wanna do that puzzle maybe, or start it? Yeah. Well, I ordered that one with the super cool, like, what was it, the classic tattoo prints. Oh god, that puzzle looks so cool. But it's not gonna get here until, like, late January, I think. There's that one, but you did the sushi one, right? So I guess the newest one would be the Map of Hyrule. Yeah, I know. The addiction doesn't stop. I'm just glad we got that puzzle table. Because the desk is too small. I remember I tried to do... Well, I wanted to do one of the puzzles on it, but it was too big. And I was like, we don't have any... any big surfaces to do this puzzle. But, you know. You know Facebook freaking reads your data and stuff, so as soon as I said puzzle table, guess what was being, you know, advertised on the front page for me? Yeah. But the lady was really nice. She gave me a hella deal. I guess she just wanted it gone so bad she, like, you know, cut the price in half. And you know what? That tattoo puzzle I was talking about, someone was selling it, like, this was months ago, but somebody was selling it on Facebook Marketplace for $5, and I was like, holy ravioli, that's a steal. And I hit him up, and I was like, I am so interested in this puzzle, like, I was willing to pay, like, I would have put down, like, literally, like, so much money for this puzzle. But it was already... someone was already coming to pick it up, and I was like super fucking crushed, and I was really hoping that they wouldn't come get it, but they did, and I was like, dang, well that sucks. But yeah, and then I like went to find it on the website that the puzzle comes from, but it's in the States, and you have to like call to order it special to Canada, and it was like expensive to get it from the States. It was like, I think it ended up being like $150, and I'm like, okay, that's a cute puzzle, but like, you know what else I could buy with $150? 5 puzzles from here. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's what that, you know, you can label stuff on Facebook as, you know, pending or whatever. At least then I wouldn't have gotten my hopes up so high. Yeah. Sorry about my angry Facebook puzzle rant. Facebook's for old people anyways, right? I'm just teasing. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you putting up with all my rambling. When I form a thought, I sometimes, you know, in my brain, I like connect it to a new point or something else to talk about. But of course, other people can't see that point. So I'll say something and I'll say something else. And it's like, what is the connection here? It's like playing Connect the Dots, but instead of the numbers, everything is the number one, and you just have to guess. Well, you're a good listener. Yeah. You always just lay there and listen to me talk about puzzles or whatever. You never make me feel like I'm a burden. You know what this reminds me of? When we were at that party, well, it was like after the party was over, and who was driving us home? Somebody was driving us home. And we were all packed into the van, and you and I were in like the third row. And you were so drunk. You were so drunk. You want to know why you can't remember? Because you were so drunk. And you weren't feeling well. Or you're tired or whatever. And you were just draped across my lap in the van. And I remember the entire ride home, I was so nervous because you didn't have your seatbelt on. I know. I was like, oh my goodness, what if we get into a car accident and you just go fucking flying through the window because you're, you know, sprawled across all the seats. And so I was holding you and I was rubbing your back. I was like, oh my gosh, what happens? What if we crash? And he goes flying. I was so worried. And you were talking, kind of. You're just saying a bunch of random nonsense. And, you know, we dropped everybody home. And, you know, I trusted. Oh, so it must have been Kian then, because, yeah, I think you guys went home, you know, back to your house. And so they dropped me off. And yeah, you don't remember, but you confessed your undying love to me. Yes, you did. And everybody thought it was so cute and so funny, and I was so embarrassed because, you know, they were poking fun at us or whatever, but I was flattered. I couldn't stop thinking about it when I got home, but I was like, okay, he was drunk, like, he was probably just talking, and, you know, he's being silly or whatever. But then I was like, wait a minute, when people are drunk, they, you know, lose their filter or whatever, and talk about stuff that they really think about, so I was really excited. And the next day, I texted you to check up on you and make sure you were freaking breathing and you didn't die in the middle of the night. And you asked me if you'd said anything to me. And I told you what you said because Kian or whoever was, you know, mocking you about it. And then we went on our first real date. And look at us now. I love you. I know I say that a lot about things. I love pizza, and I love my snails, and I love my Switch, and I love my candles. I love, you know, that scent of candle, and I love that show, and I love the sweater, and I love your shirts. I say that about stuff, but I love you. Obviously, I love you different, but sometimes I don't know how to tell you, because it's different. Like, for example, I love pizza, like a basic bitch. I love pizza. I love it a lot. I love it a lot, a lot, a lot. But if a lot was, like, up here, you're all the way up at the ceiling, the very top, all the way up through the roof, and how high up do you think the moon is at its highest point? Yeah, a kajabillion feet, right? That's how much I love you. Yeah. You feeling better? Well, I should probably start caramelizing those onions if we want to eat them sometime within the next 74 hours. So, do you want to cook with me? No, it's not like baking. I won't kick you out of the kitchen this time. We can caramelize these onions together in tandem. It's grilled cheese time.